This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. As the UN General Assembly annual debate got underway Tuesday, combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the foremost preoccupation of the world's major powers. Global leaders are meeting virtually this year due to COVID-19. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have surpassed 31 million, with more than 966,000 deaths. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan. He said his country is making progress on a vaccine. He also denounced efforts to politicize or stigmatize the virus. In his address, U.S. President Donald Trump slammed China, referring to COVID-19 as the China virus, and saying Beijing must be held accountable for having, quote, unleashed it on the world. He said the United States is also making strides on a potential vaccine. Russia's President Vladimir Putin also touted his nation's progress on a vaccine. In August, Russia became the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine. It was called Sputnik V, but international scientists have been skeptical of its safety and effectiveness as it had not started phase three trials when it was approved. President Trump said Tuesday he plans to announce his nominee on Saturday for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee said the Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm the president's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization announced Monday that 156 nations will take part in a global initiative to develop, manufacture, and equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of WHO, said 64 wealthy nations have agreed to take part in the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, dubbed COVAX. The project aims to deliver up to 2 billion doses of a safe and effective vaccine around the world by the end of 2021. Initially, vaccines would be sent to healthcare workers and other high-risk candidates. Dr. Tedros said another 38 nations are expected to join COVAX in the coming days. He said, "This is not a charity. It's in every country's best interest. We sink or we swim together." A spokesman for European Council President Charles Michel says a summit of European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following contact with an infected security guard. An EU Council spokesman tweeted Michel learned on Tuesday that a security officer with whom he was in close contact early last week tested positive for COVID-19. The spokesman said the EU Council president is tested regularly and as recently as Monday tested negative for COVID-19, but Michel plans to follow the local COVID-19 regulations and is going into isolation. The EU is headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. The summit, now scheduled for October 1st and 2nd, will focus on issues ranging from Brexit negotiations to climate change and the tensions between Greece and Turkey over energy rights on the eastern Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. A court in Beijing Tuesday gave Chinese property tycoon Ren Zhixiang, who once referred to China's top leader Xi Jinping as a clown, an 18-year prison sentence and a fine of $620,000 after finding him guilty of corruption, bribery, embezzlement of public funds, and abuse of power as an executive of a state-owned enterprise. Some Chinese dissidents called the verdict shameless and a political persecution, while observers with whom VOA spoke said the ruling aims to silence dissidents and members in the Chinese Communist Party who are critical of Xi, a sign that also underscores the lack confidence in his rule. And the moderator of its September 29th debate between Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and incumbent President Donald Trump has released six topics that will be on the agenda. They include their records in office, the Supreme Court vacancy, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in American cities, and the integrity of the election. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.